Gonna follow me out of man into the Fountain Courtyard, wielding a G36, trying to look around the main walkway. Nobody spotted. Falls back, hits. Oh, takes down Cabin Boy into the entrance of the main square alley from the marketplace. Now Miata Man is walking down the alley. Timber is sniped in the left arm by Guybrush. He's going to try to pick up the flag here, but damn, Guybrush from the corner of the old alley pops out and nails down Miata Man with a nice place SRA shot. Red flag is secured. Red flag is standing down the old alley. And now we're going to try to see what's going to happen right now. Oh, looks like we have another open area and capture the flag, which is where the blue flag stands. There's an opening in here with a large indoor area. And there's a chain gun in there. I don't even know if it kills people, but it's basically a big building. That's where the spawn is. You can't actually go anywhere from there. But that's just the blue spawn. Back with the action. Gonna follow three members of Forbidden Ninjas trying to rush down into the alley timbers right now. We got three members with the auto dock. So if somebody needs a flag carrier or medic, he's gonna get some action right there. And Miata Man grabs the flag. Great escort. Two members on the defense from Team Overboard taking down Miata Man, running away. He's now into the marketplace trying to run back to his flag. He's trying to catch his breath back, losing a lot of stamina, but there you go. He's now running in the back spawn, getting some escort by FNX. FNX looking in front of him. He's 2 seconds away from capping, and there you go. FN gets the first cap. The underdogs gets the first point. And now, Team Overboard are like, oh my god, we gotta start moving, ladies and gents. We gotta start moving, guys. And now, with the 6-on-5 situation right now, it is giving a disadvantage for Team Overboard. But, nevertheless, let's try to see what's gonna happen here, because we still have 23 minutes remaining into this first round. Now back with the action, let's try to see how Overboard are gonna try to work this out. We have Cabin Boy, aka Assassin, with the LR-300 Silence, trying to take down some enemies into the new alley. Does so as he takes out Miata Man, and now he's reloading his, oh, LR-300, but immediately sniped in the vest by Prey with the SR-8, and Prey is now moving towards the marketplace, possibly moving towards the alley timbers, as Guybrush still holding the defense into the old alley. A lot of bodies are falling and respawning, because this is capture the flag. If you die, you respawn in about 10 seconds. Now, let's try to see what's happening here into the new alley. We got One Eye hitting twice airborne into the chest, now under attack by Miata Man, switching to the Desert Eagle, not enough to take him down. He is denied by Miata Man with the G36. Now we're going to try to see when One Eye is going to come back, how they're going to work this out, because Team Overboard are rushing one by one. They're not trying to take it down by team, with a team, or with their own team, or with some escort, and that's not working. We saw Forbidden Ninjas rush in three members together, and that was a successful rush, a successful flag capture in part of Team FN, the blue team. Now back with the action here, we have One-Eyed with some escort here, Captain Jack Sparrow, as they're gonna try to rush through the main, main Fountain Courtyard door. We see Calvin Boy with the SR-8 taking down X, and then one leg taken down by Captain Jack Sparrow with the R-300 from behind, and here comes some action. Miata Man trying to take down Captain Jack Sparrow again. Jack Sparrow turns around LR-300 and takes down Miata Man. Let's try to see what's going to happen into the patio courtyard. Nobody's spotted right now. It is a clear open area. Looks like the FN tried to rush through the alley timbers, and nobody was spotted right there, because Guybrush is a great defense, took them all out. Now, Prey trying to peek out alley timber, sniped down by Cabin Boy, and now we're going to see Team Overboard, Cabin Boy, trying to come through the alley timber, snipes down X at the same area, as they're hopping now into the marketplace, spots Gravy Furry, and now he's sniped into the way, Scorch comes down to clean him up. One Lakes comes from behind, trying to take him out from the main square alley. Now MP5K heavily injuring, taking one of the rushes of Team Overboard. But Cabin Boy still alive, throwing an H grenade, taking down that flanker. And now he's all by himself being hit, doesn't know where it comes from. 0.5%, 50% health left. Trying to look into the new alley, nobody's spotted right now. He's with the HK MP5K, that's what I meant. And the SRA trying to snipe down Gravy Furry, does so, but here comes Airborne. Oh, blown away by Scorch's HG grenade. Scorch gonna try to rush in here, gonna take down Miata Man. Miata Man lobbing the HG grenade after being taken down, lightly damaging Scorch. Scorch reloads his LR-300, runs into the back spawn, trying to spot some enemies here, spots Prey, takes him down, and now he's gonna spot also Miata Man and Airborne, trying to play the defense at their flag. They're all capping around. Miata Man lobbing an HG grenade, nobody's gonna get hit after that shot. Oh my god, Cabin Boy, very nice SRA shot, takes down Miata Man. Scorch tries to go through, Gregory Fur went to camp in action, spazzes down Scourge, and now we have Cabin Boy all by himself here, trying to hold off the enemies from their spawn as he's going to wait for some backup and some escort. Now, a lot of action happening right now. We got one Russian now, Gravy Furry, with the Spaz franchise, trying to take down Cabin Boy. Doesn't manage to do so. Cabin Ruff retreats, but there from the side, Miata Man with the G36 takes him out with the headshot. Very nice shot. And now, FN will try to retaliate. They'll try to respond to that attack, as now they're all spreading around. We have X looking into the Fountain Courtyard. Enemy spotted right there, trying to fall back as One-Eyed is the one that's being under attack by X. X now switching to the DE, taking him down. Fountain Courtyard is clear. No more rushing from Team Overboard into the Fountain Courtyard. Looks like the action is concentrated into the Alley Timbers. But here comes Fatigue from Team Overboard, who's going to add up to the roster and make it even 6-6. So that's going to be a big plus for Team Overboard. Fatigue also known as Dark. And with that, that's going to mean FN, watch out. This is going to mean that there's going to be a lot of action, ladies and gents. So let's get ready for this kind of thing. Alright, sorry about that. I had to take a little bit of a sip of water. Looks like I'm losing my voice. Now Fatigue, renaming himself to Captain Crunch. So Captain Crunch has added himself to the roster. Back with the action. 20 minutes and a half remaining into this first map. We have Scourge, HE grenade, trying to lob it up. Oh no, sniped down by Prey. But Cabin Boy will decide to rush out. MP5K takes down. One leg does so. Very nice shot. And now Miata Man looks like he took the flag, the red flag, but immediately dropped as he's taken down by Captain Crunch. And then Captain Crunch at the same time takes down X, who was trying to grab the red flag from the stand. And Captain Crunch, there you go, you see it, he's already into the action right now, already 6 points with only under 1 minute of gameplay. So now back with the action, let's see how Scourge is going to work this out once again. With the R300, regroup is going to medic Captain Crunch, and now moving up Alley Timbers with Captain Crunch and Cabin Boy. Cabin Boy looking down the new alley, nobody spotted, HE grenade lightly damages him. Prey with the Remington SRA trying to snipe down Cabin. And now Cabin Boy with the MP5K trying to rush it out does so. Taking down Prey. And now a 3-man rush here from Team Overboard very soon into the back spawn. HE grenade being lost. That's going to mark the rush. Oh my god. Cabin Boy and Scourge exchange HE grenade. Sorry, Gravy Furry and Scourge exchanges HE grenade. Everybody blows up one member of each. And now two members still from Team Overboard rushing in. Captain Crunch is going to be the one grabbing the flag. Under attack by an AK-103 shot by Miata Man from behind. Still nobody dying right now because he's getting the escort from Scourge. But Scourge then taking out my Gravy Furry. Now Gravy Furry is going to come into hot pursuit against the flag carrier Captain Crunch. But no. One Leg and X and Miata Man have quartered him into the side courtyard right where the Neuroside hallway was placed. And there you go, the flag is returned. Score is still 1-0 for Forbidden Ninjas. And Team Overboard are having their hands full onto the defense as well as the offense. And now we're going to see another 2-man rush here into the marketplace. We've got Scourge with the R300 trying to take down some enemies into the Fountain Courtyard. Nobody spotted right now. Trying to look into the back new alley. Nobody spotted either. Now back into the blue spawn. Nobody spotted. We got Cabin Boy with the SRA trying to take down X and Prey. But meanwhile, we have the red flag, Team Overboard's flag, that is being taken by One Leg. Now, where is One Leg? No clue right now, but I'll tell you very soon. He's into the patio courtyard. 20% health left, being chased from behind. He's spamming his UMP and his spaz, but there you go. Scourge out of the corner takes down that enemy flag carrier. Guybrush comes from the side to return the flag. Now switching to the SRA, taking down Miata Man into the side courtyard. Very, very nice shot now as Team Overboard are going to try to rush it in because we have three members of Team Forbidden Ninja who are dead right now. I'll respawn, so this is too late, but they're going to try to retaliate as soon as they can. Now trying to see what's going to happen into the side courtyard right now. Oh, a lot of action happening. We hear the LR300 being shot all over. Ricochets all over. Miata Man taking the other hand after that rifle round against Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch as well takes down X as he grabs the blue flag. And then, my god, Gravy Furry spazzes down. Cabin Boy spazzes down Gravy Furry as he was trying to come out and chase after the flag carrier. Cabin Boy is then chased out by One Leg, taking down him, the escort. And now the flag is down. Has it been returned? Probably so, ladies and gents. As I was actually following the escort instead of the flag carrier, but I don't see anybody carrying it right now. The blue indicator is still flashing, so the flag has not been returned, but is still not taken by any of the Overboard members. And there you go, it was retaken by Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch will cap it. And now the score is 1-1 with 16 minutes and 48 seconds remaining into this first half of the map. And now that's a very good job here. I told you, ladies and gents, that Captain Crunch will make a difference here by joining it in. He has 28 points and only 2 deaths. And he's capped the flag, ladies and gents. So he's not dying a lot. He's actually laying the smackdown on everybody else. Meanwhile, back with the Ashen Cabin Boy grabbing the flag. Oh, no! Blown away by One Lake's HE grenade. And now the blue flag is returned, but immediately taken by Scorch. Scorched and sniped down by Prey into the side courtyard. The blue flag is returned. Everybody has fallen down from Overboard's rush, and now everything has calmed down. But there you go, spoken too soon. Captain Crunch grabbing the flag, taking down Prey, trying to escape from the front, but taken down by Airborne's MP5K. Blue flag is returned. You know, I'll just stay into third person mode here and check out what's happening into the flag area of the blue base, Forbidden Ninja's base, because basically the action is standing right there before it was happening into the Overboard site. But now that it's a 6-on-6, it is Forbidden Ninjas that have their hands full. Now we're going to see three men from Team Overboard trying to rush into the back from the new alley side. And now Captain Crunch with the R300 taking on some enemies here. Cabin Boy trying to grab the flag. Lobbed all over. H grenades. Death from above. Cabin Boy blown away. And then One-Eyed gunned down by Miata Man. So Miata Man, very nice, onto the defense. Returns the flag, secures it. And now we're going to see some more action here. Captain Jack Sparrow. Katink, katink, two helmet shots into the head with the R300 into the new alley. Takes down the enemy defenseman, which was Airborne. And now FN holding it back into their base, still trying to hold up onto the defense. Jack Sparrow still coming out strong with the R300, taking down Prey. A Scourge is taking out a Greedy Furry down into the marketplace as he's immediately revenged by Cabin Boy. Cabin Boy annihilating Greedy Furry. And now Captain Crunch laying some more smackdown into Miata Man, and then X torn away by One-Eyed LR300. All of Team FN slowly dying right now. Three members dead for Team FN. So we're gonna see Overboard trying to rush it out. Four members of Team FN responding from their death as they're all holding up all the entrances possible, not letting any of Team Overboard in. We're seeing some action from the marketplace into the back spawn here. Score trying to come out, taking on the first enemy. Asianades, TKs, everybody dying, and now 5-6 members of Team FN is dead. Now this means a great opportunity for Overboard to grab the flag. One Eyes does so, immediately reached out by X, but then what a nice shot onto the escort from Cabin Boy, snipes him down. Captain Crunch running away right now into the side corridor, now into the narrow side of the hallway. As he runs it across, he's having some escort by Scourge and Guybrush, sorry, as he's making out his way towards the patio courtyard right now. As with that, he's now strafe jumping through, as I have a connection interrupted, back with the action still. And now the flag is going to be captured very soon. We see FN trying to do all they have, trying to take the flag away from the red stand before it's being captured, but that's too late. Captain Crunch makes it back safely and gives the lead for Team Overboard. The score is now 2-1 in favor of Team Overboard. Yarg! 13 minutes and 15 seconds remaining into this first half. Action now happening into the alley timbers, but quickly slowed down here as we only have one member remaining trying to rush down. Patink once again, Airborne taken down by Captain Jack Sparrow. Now more action happening down into the Forbidden Ninja spawn. Overboard, really not showing any mercy, like I've said earlier before the game. And that's basically what we're seeing right now down into the blue flag section. Now it looks like Ashen has calmed down just a little bit here, trying to see what's happening. Sorry, into the Fountain Courtyard. We see One-Eyed with the LR300, the ZM LR300, trying to take down some enemies there. We have Airborne trying to come from the top here, met up with Gravy Furry, coming into up the ramp of the main square alley, trying to take down One-Eyed, but One-Eyed quickly takes one down with the LR300, switches to the MP5K, takes down the other one, and then he is killed from behind the entrance of the patio courtyard by One Lake. Now One Lake lobbing HE grenades, taking down Scorch, and then Jack Sparrow with the SR8, takes down the defense here. Everybody responding right now for Team Overboard. holding up on the defense. We now hear the Nejev of Prey taking down Cabin Boy. Cabin Boy. And now Prey blown away by the boomstick, shot down by Guybrush. And there you go, Team Overboard's flag is now secured as this blue smoke is slowly fading away. Now just give me 2 seconds as I'm going to grab some water here. Sorry about that. Back with the action. TSN Fan Silly for the Team Sportscast Network. Pound TSN on rc.enterthegame.com. Back with the action. X trying to run away into the back old alley stairs from the patio courtyard. Quickly taken from behind by Captain Crunch. And now we're going to try to see some action here into the Fountain Courtyard. Actually into the back blue spawn here. Miata Man taking out Cabin Boy. Actually only lightly hitting him. But then one late with the 8 grenades pulls him off. One Knight waiting right now at the new alley, taking out Miata Man. Smoke grenades into the blue base, right into the flag section area. So this is going to mean that Overboard are going to try to rush in right now as we speak. I'm looking through the smoke right now. It is basically a huge, huge... How do you stoners usually put this? I used to be one myself, but... What's it called again? A hot box. That's right, a red smoke. But there you go, it's faded away. We're seeing some rifling action right now. Captain Jack Sparrow taking the overhand, taking out Miata Man with the R300. Prey out with the machine gun, shredding down Captain Jack Sparrow with the Nejev right there. And now we're trying to see some more action into the Fountain Courtyard. Now, One Eye with the R300 trying to take down Prey here. Under attack, Captain Crunch switching targets, taking out one leg. And now three members immediately taken down by Team Overboard. So three members dead for Forbidden Ninjas. As Team Overboard still trying to work around and through to try to return or grab the flag here. Gonna try to see what's going to happen right now. Back with the action here. One Eye taking down Gravy Fury as he's gonna try to run into the base. Hit in the leg, he's limping. Now MP5K trying to take down Prey. But Prey out with an edge of taking down Scorch. Not only Scorch, but as well taking down One Eye. And there you go, the blue flag is secured. He then runs out to the side corridor, taking out Captain Crunch. My god, on fire with the Nejev, because you get basically about 150 bullets in one clip. So, if you take an extra ammo item with that, that means that you're one unstoppable mother F-bomb. But with that, looks like you could be stopped if you're sniped down by Cabin Boy here. Cabin Boy taking on three members of Team Forbidden Ninjas. That's gonna give the advantage for Team Overboard, Captain Jack Sparrow, and One Eye. Try to come in towards the new alley into the back spawn here. Jack Sparrow rushing in, grabbing the blue flag, under attack here by a G36. One Eye popping out with the MP5K, doing the defense here, taking out One Lake and Gravy Fury. Meanwhile, Miata Man has grabbed the red flag, but still following Captain Jack Sparrow. Hit from behind by X from the Fountain Courtyard. One Eye returns the flag, actually takes the relief on the flag, escaping now from the marketplace. Getting some escort by Cabin Boy. Cabin Boy limping. Now switching to the MP5K. Reached up by X. Taken on by X. Cabin Boy lobbying an ancient grenade. Taking down Prey. And then One Eye flag carrier takes down X. And now both flags are taken. One Eye trying to escape back into the old alley. Airborne draws the flag after being taken down by Captain Crunch. So that's going to be returned very soon. Still waiting to see what's going to happen. It is returned. One Eye is right around the corner and caps the flag. The score is now 3-1 in favor of Team Overboard. And we have 8 minutes and 30 seconds remaining into this first map. So Team Overboard taking a lead after a 1-0 deficit and after a 6-on-5 deficit handicap. But once again, I'll say it again, One Eye coming in, delivering the save, and there you go. Team Overboard now taking the lead. Back with the action here, trying to see all around the blue flag area. Nobody spotted right now, so maybe FN are going to try to retaliate once again here. Negative on that, sir. We see Scourge and One Eye trying to come in from the Fountain Corridor into the new alley. But there out comes 5 members of FN to take down 2 members, the 2 rushers of Team Overboard. Now all of Team FN are spreading out towards the Fountain Courtyard, trying to be sniped here as Miata Man is trying to come out. Oh, lobbing an ancient grenade, taking down 2 members of Team Overboard. But meanwhile, the blue flag is taken, and out from behind comes Airboard, lobbing an ancient grenade. Nobody hit right there, grabs the flag, escaping from behind, switching to the MP5K, makes Scorch bleed to death. And now the blue flag is secured meanwhile, but red flag is still taken by Airborne. Airborne escaping into the patio courtyard, now taking the right side corridor into the side courtyard under attack by three members of Team Overboard. So Airborne, if you don't have any defense soon, you're going to have to hurry up. Out comes Miata Man and One Leg and Frey and X. Everybody from Team FN holding up the escort for Airborne. Airborne now back into his spawn. Is he going to make it, ladies and gents? He does so. Champs 1 narrows up the lead from Team Overboard as the score is now 3-2, still in favor of Team Overboard. 6 minutes and 50 seconds remaining. We're seeing a lot of actions in the remaining minutes of this first map. And now, it doesn't stop going, ladies and gentlemen. It's like the little Energizer Bunny just keeps on going and going and going. And now, finally, what's happening at the blue flag? We saw some rushers. They've been denied. We see X coming out from the respawn. And then immediately sniped down by Cabin Boy with the SR8. And there you go. Now nobody right now onto the defense. Onto the Forbidden Ninja base. So maybe we're going to see FN trying to push it out here. Found in courtyard. We see Prey and Miata Man dying and lying one right next to the other. As now we see Overboard trying to take it in from the narrow side hallway into the fountain courtyard. We see Scourge lobbing HE grenades into the back new alley, trying to take down One Leg right there. HKG36 wielded by One Leg, trying to snipe down with the semi-auto rifle right now, and doesn't manage to do so. One Eye makes FNX bleed to death. Oh my god! Scourge has splattered his face into the wall as soon as he was blown away by a nicely well-placed HE grenade thrown by FN Prey. And Prey trying to come out, holding up the defense here, spots Cabin Boy and One-Eyed into the new alley. He's trying to run around here, trying to take him out. Negative on that. One-Eyed takes the overhand, and then as well pops a cap into Gravy Furry with DLR-300, and then from behind, killed by Miata Man. And now finally, we're going to try to see what's going to happen into the back spawn here. Looks like Cabin Boy was taken down, so blue flag is secured. Let's try to see what's going to happen into the red base. We're seeing Guybrush here, only 11 death, but 56 points because he's on the defense here. He's the last remaining person, in last position with 56 points. That's a lot of points, but he's not seeing a lot of action. That's why his score is not too high. He's only staying there playing the defense with his SR8. Now we're trying to see FN trying to take around from the alley timbers, the main square alley, and from the back stairs of the old alley. Smokes all around here, but it all comes down, oh my god, to Airborne here with a close range, no scope, SR8 shot to One-Eyed. And that's right, shot him right into the face and literally gave One-Eyed one eye left. And with that, he tried to come around, but he was quickly taken away from behind by a defenseman of Team Overboard, and now the red flag is secured. We have 4 minutes and a quarter remaining into this first map. Keep on seeing the time here. And now we're going to try to see the Fountain Courtyard. Prey running out with the Ninja. Going Rapid Mode, taking down Captain Crunch. Then under attack from the side of the narrow side hallway. One-Eye switching to the DE to take him down. And now he's looking back with the DLR-300 into the narrow side hallway because he's heard an enemy right there. It is Miata Man. He's calling out for a medic too. He jumps down the ledge and immediately Miata Man tries to take him out. He also jumps down. Helmets One-Eye, takes him down. Miata Man quickly blown away and sweeped up by Scourge's LR-300. Now FX pistol whip by Cabin Boy. We're seeing a little bit of Tomb Raider right there. And now 3 members down for Team FN. So we're going to try to see what Cabin Boy and the rest of Team Overboard are doing right now. Now into the marketplace. Talking like JFK from Clone High, if you guys ever watch that show. Cool show. Anyways, back with the action here. Looks like marketplace is clear. We've got One Leg and Prey here trying to hold it up from the marketplace into the alley timbers. But One Eye from behind takes them both down, as well as Captain Jack Sparrow meeting up with his teammate to take them both down. Now we have One Eye, Cabin Boy, and another member of Team Overboard coming in from the marketplace. Meanwhile, Scourge trying to grab the flag, quickly taken away by One Leg. One Leg returns it, and now two members of Overboard trying to take it from the side here. Quickly taken down. Cabin Boy's left. Snipes down One Leg. He's going to get some escort very soon here. Trying to snipe down Prey. Misses the shot. Prey lobbing the HE grenade into the backyard here. Missing the HE grenade. Switching it to Negev. trying to take down Cabin Boy. And Cabin Boy then switches the MP5K to come back towards a new alley because he saw Airborne coming. So he takes him out, but quickly spazzed away by Gravy Fur. And meanwhile, Captain Crunch grabbing the flag, trying to escape from the side courtyard. MP5K down, spam down by One Leg. One Leg returns the flag, and now both flags are secured. 2 minute mark on remaining into the first map here. Smokes onto the side courtyard. We can't even see through. It is thick smoke onto the side courtyard. Overboard, not stopping, still laying the smackdown, still spamming around, not letting FN leave the base, leaving their hands busy, trying to cover the flag right now, as it's been FN's job this whole three quarters of the map. And now with a minute and 45 seconds remaining, we're going to try to see what's going to happen with FN right now. Will they try to push it another time and try to even it up 3-2? We'll try to see what's going to happen here, because if this is not like Cal rules. It doesn't go by whoever gets the most points wins. It goes by maps. So it doesn't matter if you lead by 2, by 3, or by 27-12. But it just depends on who will take the lead and who will win this. And that will determine who's going to be better off this game. Because Capture the Flag, ladies and gents, very hard to get some points into this kind of map. A lot of hiding places, a lot of tight corridors. So that means an easier range of view to defend in on the defense and as well as the offense if you're trying to push it out. Now, 1 minute remaining into this first half. Team FN still dropping like flies, as into the Fountain Courtyard we see a One-Eyed and Scourge moving up towards the Fountain Courtyard. Oh! Looks like Cabin Boy, meanwhile, Starbuck, that has grabbed the flag, quickly taken away by Miata Man right next to the flag. The Guybrush runs out, grabs the flag, and captures it. So that means that Team Overboard has kept another one, and now the score is 4-2. I don't think that FN is going to be able to catch up here with 30 seconds remaining into this map, because, oh my god, just before that, we see One Leg with three frags with one HE grenade. So that was one heck of a well-placed HE grenade. But like I said, Team FN, hands full, the whole first map, not being able to grab the flag only once or twice, or should I say 5-6 times, being able to cap it twice, but besides that, it was Team Overboard all the way, and now 5 seconds remaining, this means that Team Overboard will win the first half 4-2. Let's try to see if they're going to switch around the sides here to give a little bit of advantage for both teams. So, with that, we're probably going to take a 10-minute break, so that's going to give me a chance to catch my breath, take a little bit of water, and come back with some more action. Second half, second map, Team Overboard coming up against Forbidden Ninjas for the Stronger Than All League Capture the Flag, brought to you by TSN Vansilly for the Team Sports Cast. Guys, Vansilly back on the microphone for the Team Sports Cast Network. I don't know about you guys, but every time I showcast, I feel all giddy-itty inside me. I feel all nice. I feel like talking with everybody. Everybody's so cool. But, nevertheless, Overboard taking over the first half. 4-2 over Team Forbidden Ninjas. And I was supposed to go have some back-to-back Urban Terror action here. Supposed to have one at 9 and one at 10. The one at 9 was supposed to be Forbidden Ninjas versus Team Overboard. But they delayed it from an hour, so the other match I was supposed to cast wasn't able to cover it, but I just got a PM from Fear, which is one of the clans I was supposed to cast at 10 Eastern. He's told me that they won by forfeit because BD only had 3 members. So Fear really wanted to play right now, though, because it was kind of like a revenge match because they've been defeated by BD. So, but, you know, STA, you usually meet both clan, the same clan at least twice in the season. But nevertheless, there's a lot more clans joining up into the Urban Terror community. So that means that the community is building up. Congrats to you guys just joining up into Urban Terror 3.0. It is a great mod. Like I said, check it out. www.urbanterror.net. Great mod for Quake 3. Make sure you gotta have Quake 3, of course. But you know, you go to your local retail store, it's like 5-10 bucks, or you can find it on the internet. But I do not support hacksawing. Now, let's try to see what's going to happen to the server right now. Looks like we have restarted here, right on time. And you know, you guys just heard a ClanBank commercial that they host servers and whatever for that, whatnot. There's actually a ClanBank coupon code that's actually going to give you guys 20% off if you guys ever need a server, because most clans in Urban Terror need a private server. They always go around running, hey, can we use your server to scrim? Can we use your server to have a match? Because we can't afford to have a server right now. But Clan Bank, courtesy of the Team Sportscast Network, we have a coupon code that lets you have 20% off the retail price that they usually offer to host your servers. So if you guys need a public server or a private server, you guys could check it out, www.clanbank.com. But I'm going to leave you guys to the suspense right now. I'm going to give you guys the Clan Bank coupon code after this game, because we are already live, 28 minutes and 30 seconds remaining into this game. Score is still 0-0, of course, just started. And now, like I said, we have switched teams. X have become Static X. Airborne, Miata Man, Gravy Fury, Prey, One Leg for the red team, Forbidden Ninjas, and now Scourge, Captain Jack Sparrow, One-Eyed, Captain Crunch, Guybrush, and Cabin Boy for Team Overboard, the blue team. So same rosters, and now here we hear the ring of the red flag. Red flag is taken by Captain Crunch. Let's see how he's going to crunch his way through the cereal box. He's running back into the marketplace, getting some escort by three members of Team Overboard. This is going to be a quick cap, not even hit once, has two stamina bars left, getting some great escort left and right. His teammates are strafe jumping in front of him, and there you go. Easy cap within 3 minutes, and the score is already 1-0 in favor of Team Overboard. And we've seen that earlier in the first map between FN and Overboard. Same situation, but that was because Team Forbidden Ninjas have had an advantage of 6-on-5. And now back with the action, Cabin Boy grabbing the red flag. So he's taken down, but then, oh my god! One-Eyed decided to drop an ancient grenade at Scorch's feet as soon as he grabbed the flag, so that was a bad TK. Both flags are secured right now, as probably Scorch could have had a cap right there. He's probably pissed over TeamSpeak telling that to his teammate, but that doesn't matter, guys. They're leading, they're in the lead, they're winning, and now we're gonna see what's gonna happen right now. Back with the action here, we hear a helmet shot. Shot by Scourge, hitting Miata Man, trying to run into the narrow side hallway, chasing him down, does so, taking him down, lightly hit, has 95% health left, bandaging himself, spots him into the Falcon Courtyard, hits One Leg into the chest, One Leg falls down, not wearing Kevlar vest, don't know why, but now still with Scourge trying to rush out towards the narrow side hallway, quickly taken out by Gravy Furry's G36, denied as Gravy Furry's gonna try to come in to the side, narrow side hallway, quickly picked off by Captain Crunch's LR-300, and then One-Eye comes out to shred down Airborne with the LR-300 as well. So we're seeing a lot of rifling action into the second half, and now everybody dying into the Falcon Courtyard. FN slowed down by Overboard. Captain Crunch jumping down, taking down One Leg with the LR-300 down into the opening entrance, the main entrance of the Fountain Courtyard from the Patio Courtyard. Now trying to see what Captain Crunch is doing. He spots an enemy into the marketplace, tells his teammates that there's an enemy there, and meanwhile he's gonna run down into the alley timbers, meeting up with One Leg, almost taking him down, but he quickly gets taken down by the LR-300, but he has managed to make One Leg bleed to death. So that's one less defenseman for Forbidden Ninjas. We have three members right now going into the gutters for Team Forbidden Ninjas, as now Team Overboard's gonna try to rush it up here from this narrow side hallway. Cabin Boy with the SRA trying to snipe through here, missing the first shot. Let's try to see how he's gonna work it off into the first person mode. He's looking through, Scope 2X, switching back to the MP5K, rushing down the LE Timbers, lobbing an ancient grenade right into the left side here, hit into the left leg by Static X. He's gonna fall back, bandaging himself, now spamming the MP5K, takes down Cabin Boys, he hits him in the neck, actually the chest, One Leg, don't know why, or Gravy Furry, don't know why, nobody's wearing vests right now, but then Static X came back from the side to take over for Gravy Furry and took down Cabin Boy. And now action has been slowed down into the alley timber. It's going to try to see what's going to happen all around here. Into the side courtyard, we see Guybrush and a teammate onto the side courtyard. We're seeing another teammate, Scorch, being under attack by One Leg. But then he's trying to snipe it down, misses, quickly taken down by the LR-300, shot down by One Leg. And now from behind, Scorch is pistol down and LR-300 by One Leg and his teammate. Now we're going to try to see some action here. One Leg trying to take from the Fountain Courtyard up into the fence gate side, which will lead you into the blue flag. So that's what I'm going to call it. The gate area is the little section or the little intersection that leads the new alley into the backyard spawn. And now back with the action here. Trying to look around into the fountain courtyard. We see Static X heavily under fire by Cabin Boy and Guybrush. Guybrush trying to rush out with the MP5K. But all three members of Overboard, which was escorting Cabin Boy, trying to come out and grab the flag here or escort it, doesn't manage to do so as the flag is returned. Now trying to see the action onto the side courtyard. We see One Leg crouched around trying to walk through as he's making his way, straight jumping around, still has a lot of stamina left. Now walking all around, spots an enemy right there. Oh no, hit in the chest and the vest by Guybrush. Guybrush takes him down. Oh ho ho, then switches to the SR8, snipes down Prey, and now the side courtyard's clear, but Guybrush bleeds to death after that attack. That was very nice, and now we're gonna follow Miata into the backyard here with the HE grenade. Should have had a gun pulled out right there because he's got the flag, but met up by three members of Team Overboard after the respawn. Flag is immediately returned. Sorry. As the score is still 1-0 in favor of Team Overboard. Now back with the action. Gonna try to follow Static X, busting him into the north side hallway. Under attack by One-Eyed, which is the one he's battling against. Now with the R300, gonna reload it with 6 bullets left into his clip. He's gonna reload to a full 30 bullets of his clip. Quickly spotted by Guybrush as he peeks back inside. Snipe down. And now, Prey, long range with the HK69. Switching to the MP5K, looking around, nobody spotted, spots an enemy right now into the main entrance of the patio courtyard, lobs an HK69 grenade, nobody hit right there, don't know why he's using an HK69 right now, but nevertheless, it's how people are comfortable with every weapon they're using. Now One Knight pops the back out with a chest shot into Prey, with the R300, spots some bullets into Prey's chest, and with that, O is trying to rush out into the padded courtyard, quickly denied by Static X and One Leg. Now Captain Crunch is coming out, MP5 King Prey, but then One Leg lobbing an H grenade, quickly taking down Captain Crunch. One Leg then from behind, taking him out Scourge, also at the T intersection, Main Square Alley. Now into the third person mode, we're gonna see Scourge grabbing the flag, but has 30% health left. And then Prey coming out of the response, sniping down Scourger and returning the flag. Now 21 minutes remaining into this second half as Team Overboard still in the lead right now, 1-0 as we're spotting some action down into the Fountain Courtyard as we speak. We see Captain Crunch trying to take down some enemies, but I'm going to quickly go into the old alley as the flag is taken by Cabin Boy. Cabin Boy is probably escaping from the marketplace. Indeed he is, with the SRA running backwards. Oh my god, very nice shot, snipes down the enemy, but then only into the leg, that is, as he makes Miata Man bleed to death, as well as from some help from Scourge. So Cabin Boy was taken down, Scourge takes the flag, and then Scourge, oh no, met up by One Leg from behind, taking down the flag carrier, but Jack Sparrow from the spawn picks up the flag, then G36 down by Gravy Furry, as well as takes out Cabin Boy, and now Gravy Furry grabbing the blue flag. Is the red flag gonna be secured? Not yet. Both flags are still taken. Blue flag is now secured. Guybrush returning it. Scourge grabbing the red flag. Now he's escaping through, falling One Leg right now from the behind, trying to take them out. Oh my god! Scourge returns or grabs the red flag and caps it, but immediately blown away by an ancient grenade. And with that, I'm gonna try to scramble around, trying to re-grab my words right now, because it seems as when I go into third person mode, it automatically jumps up. There you go. Fixed it. I hate those kinds of bugs. Now, back with the action right now. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. This is Team Sportscast Network. Vansily onto the microphone. Oh, we see a boot action by Captain Crunch. Taking down an enemy right now. Taking out Miata Man with help from Escort here. And to the blue base. Nobody from Team Forbidden Ninja is coming into the base right now. Nobody grabbing the flag. The score is now 2-0 in favor of Overboard. 20 minutes remaining into this game. As we're going to try to follow what's going to happen into the Fountain Courtyard here. Static X trying to run around, taking out One Eye into the gated area. As he's going to fall back, reload his LR300, has 40% health left. Meanwhile, Cabin Boy grabs the red flag, still following Static X, see if he's going to be able to grab the blue flag. He lobs an HE grenade into the base, lightly damages some enemies here. Now we're seeing the HK69 here, lobbed by Prey doesn't manage to kill some people, but Static X lobbing an ancient grenade, taking out a Guybrush. And meanwhile, we see the blue flag being returned, the red flag being returned, sorry, as Cabin Boy did manage to run back to the base on time or safely. Now both flags are secured, still three members dead for Team Forbidden Ninjas, everybody's still alive for Team Overboard, and this is going to mean that that's going to give the advantage for Team Overboard to rush out, not go very far, but still manage to take the overhand into moving out. Now, I'm going to try to follow the action here. Looking into the alley timbers, nobody spotted right now. Miyanar Man with the G36 looking through, nobody spotted. Cabin Boy now coming out with the Beretta. Gonna try to take down One Lake and Gravy Fury as well as another enemy there, which is Static X. Does manage to do so. He is surrounded, sandwiched like an Oreo cookie, and now the flag is returned quickly by Static X. And now both flags are secured once again. FN are probably going to try to reply here. We're going to try to see the action. They're probably heading into the Fountain Courtyard. Indeed they are. Three members coming in. Miyanar Man lobbing an H grenade, blowing away Scourge. And now more action here. Three members of Overboard rushing into the Fountain Courtyard as they heard the defense and the help being called here. Everybody falling down as this leaves a 3-on-3 situation into the Fountain Courtyard. Everybody's going to respond very soon though. Now Guybrush, DE down by Steady X, but both members of FN heavily damaged right now. They're both medicing each other. Nobody with a medic pack, so they're both going to be revitalized to about 65%, 55% health left. And now they're both popping out, both heavily injured once again by one member only. And this time, Cabin Boy is going to grab the red flag as three members of FN are still into the Fountain Courier, heavily damaged right now. And now Jack Sparrow and Scourge are going to try to rush it out here. Also spots Airborne, and now still Guybrush and Scourge taken down by FN rushers, even though they're at low health. Red flag is still taken. Cabin Boy trying to run away from the back spawn here. Miyanar Man grabs the flag, quickly taken down by Captain Jack Sparrow. Flag is still not returned, but right next to the stand, so it doesn't really matter. It is now returned. Cabin Boy now straight jumping through, cast the flag, as now the score is 3-0 in favor of Team Overboard. Very nice holding positions for Team Overboard, and now we're seeing some medic attention from the teammates, and everybody's back to about 90%, 95%, 100% full health. And now back with the action, we're seeing FN being pulled off from every corner in every direction. They're being dismembered every time they're coming through. Gravy Fury with the spaz, boom, sinks down one night into the Narside hallway, but then quickly taken up by Guybrush. Guybrush then met up by Praise AK-103. One Lake and Static X taken out by a Scourge into the blue section area. Blue flags are taken. Cabin Boy quickly picked off, and the red flag is returned. Now Airborne trying to rush out towards the marketplace, taken out by One-Eyed, and One-Eyed will return the flag right there. And now the score is still 3-0. Both flags are secured. 16 minutes and a half, remember, is remaining into this game. Oh my god, Guyver straight jumping outside, peeks around the corner, snipes down Miyanar Man, and then spots One Leg down into the main entrance of the Fountain Courtyard, takes him out as well. And now Airborne and one of his teammates is popping out from under the bridge of the main square alley, not being able to be sniped down by Guybrush, missing the shot here once or twice. Airborne lobbing an H grenade, taking out One Eye. Guybrush still trying to snipe down some people. Meanwhile, the blue flag is taken. Captain Jack Sparrow rushing back out, taking out Airborne. Captain Crunch meanwhile is taken out by Miyanar Man. And then, oh my god, Miyanar Man was given an escort to Prey, but he was taken down. Prey running away into the side courtyard, sniped down by Guybrush's SR8 round, and the flag is returned once again. 50 minutes and 45 seconds remaining. See, and 15 seconds, we've seen so much action in Urban Terror Capture the Flag. So this is quick, fast paced, ladies and gents. They also have a bomb defuse mode, which is kind of like Counter-Strike, but with the Quake 3 physics, and we're seeing with the fast paced action that you're hearing right now for Capture the Flag, it is about the same for bomb mode. And if you guys want something fast paced and something realistic or close to being real, Urban Terror is the game for you guys. www.urbanterror.net. Back with the action to the old alley. Miyanar Man taking the overhand, taking down One Eyed with the AK-103 as Team Overboard was trying to rush it through from the main square alley. Flag is secured. Both flags are secured. 50 minutes remaining into this round. One Leg now with 5% health remaining, trying to run into the back spawn here, taken down quickly by Cabin Boy's LR-300. Now at the gated area, Captain Crunch and Scourge holding up into the defense here. Spots Prey with the LR-300. Three members of FN into the front, into the Fountain Courtyard, trying to take down Captain Crunch. Doesn't manage to do so yet. And now we're seeing Peekers right now. H grenade being lobbed. Prey, there you go. Takes down Captain Crunch with an H grenade. Another H grenade being lobbed here. Cabin Boy taken down by an LR-300. H grenade all over. It's kind of like airstrikes being called from enemy territory. Oh my god, One-Eyed blows away Airborne's head off with a nice shot from the LR-300 as I was burping. Now back with the action here. Fountain Courtyard. Now we're seeing Static X trying to jump across, hit into Vest. He's slowed down, is going to fall back here into the Fountain Courtyard. Has 40% health remaining, trying to take down Captain Crunch as well as Scourge. And now once again, he's hit in the left leg. He's going to bandage. Being rushed out by an enemy here. Two enemies spotted from the Team Forbidden Ninjas by Team Overboard. And now everybody's falling down. Airborne still alive, but he's into the back spawn. But everybody down into the Fountain Courtyard, everybody from FN has been denied. Now let's try to see what's going to happen into the blue base. Nobody's spotted right now, so that's going to be in the clear. Let's try to see what's going to happen into the red base. As we see a member trying to grab the flag here, does so. Cabin Boy, aka Assassin, now escaping, straight jumping through, under attack by Gravy Fury into the front, takes him out, but one leg, takes him down and returns the flag as One Eye was trying to cover him up. Didn't manage to do so. One leg, very good job on the flag return. Switches to the DE onto the patio, taking down One Eye, and now he's gonna lob an H grenade, gonna lob another one, gonna reload his guns. As Scourge is gonna grab the red flag this time. He takes down Gravy Fury, trying to escape up the stairs now, but quickly taken down, bleeds to death by Miata Man's attacks. Was that? No, sorry, it was a Static X attacks, and Static X will return the flag, but nevertheless, the score is still 3-0 in favor of Team Overboard. 13 minutes on the mark, on the clock, remaining exactly 13 minutes, and this is going to mean that FN will have to wake up and try to rush it through and try to pick it off here, because three cabs is pretty hard to get within 13 minutes. We've seen that early on into the first half. Now, once again, ladies and gents, make sure you stick around after this game. Wait a little 2 minutes, even though it's past your bedtime. 2 minutes ain't going to change much, because I'm going to give you guys the Fatbank coupon code to be able to give you guys 20% off the web hosting servers or a gaming service if you ever need Clanbang to host your server. Very good servers. Your shots actually registered. Now, back to the action here. Into the Fountain Courier. Jack Sparrow with the UMP-45 trying to take down One Leg does so, but then One Leg going kamikaze mode as we usually see in Generals come in and conquer. Pulls away down Captain Jack Sparrow at the same time. Now Captain Crunch trying to come out at the same time into the main square alley. Almost taking down Gravy Fury, but Gravy Fury takes the upper hand. He's got to get some medic attention from his teammates. And now more action to the side courtyard. The main square alley. One Eye trying to take down three members right there. Right there. Denied. As now into the patio courtyard. Trying to see the action here. We're hearing some SRH shots from the narrow side hallway. And we're also seeing Gravy Fury with the MP 5K and also the G36 trying to take down some enemies there. But all of FN going on to the offense. Nobody there on the defense. So the flag is easily taken from the stand by Scorch. I'm going to try to find him over here. Going to try to see what direction he's taking. He's onto the side corner. Straight jumping through. Getting some nice escort from the patio corner. He's going to be met up by One Leg into the front. Easy pickoff as he's running across still on the side courtyard, but One Leg calling up for his teammates to try to pick off Scourge. Scourge still running around here. H grenade being lobbed right at the flag, but this is going to mean too late. It blew up in advance, and Scourge quick on the cap, and now the score is 4-0 in favor of Team Overboard. Are they going to be able to clean them off into the second half? We never know. Still 11 minutes remaining into the game. Back with the action here, with Scourge still following with us. Regroup with Cabin Boy as they're going to try to look through the alley timbers. Going to try to see if anybody's going to be spotted right now. They're going to try another rush right now. Scourge still running around, not taking one step or one pause here. Immediately heading into the old alley and grabbing a flag here. Met up with Cabin Boy. Cabin Boy switching from the SR8 to the LR300. Oh my god, nice shot. Hits Gravy Fury into the waist. And then as well takes Airborne with a little bit of help from Cabin Boy, as now he's making his way towards the side corner. Once again, Cabin Boy trying to take down One Leg with the escort, doesn't manage to do so as we hurt the splatter of the LR300. One Leg takes him out, and then One Leg from behind takes down Scorch, and then Guybrush takes the upper hand, grabs the flag, still chased down by One Leg, but Captain Crunch from behind with the escort takes down One Leg. Miata Man, meanwhile, trying to grab the flag, quickly return as Cabin Boy off the spawn returns it. And there you go, the blue flag is returned. Guybrush coming in from the gated area and will cap it once again. The score is now 5-0. Looks like Overboard will win this one, but we never know. Still 9 minutes and 45 seconds remaining into this game, so let me just write it down right now. 4-2 right now and 5-2. So this is going to mean a 9-2 overall score, still in favor of Team Overboard. But like I said, it doesn't matter how many rounds you win, just as long as you win the map. two laps out of three. And with that, you still have to give in your scores if you ever want to register for the Stronger Than All League. So you just have to give the final scores, and that's why I'm writing it down. Just in case if anybody's going to try to complain or anything about it, I'm a witness. Now back with the action here, Scorch reloading his UMP-45 as well as his LR-300, moving down towards the marketplace. Gonna meet, met up with Cabin Boy, as they always wait for each other before rushing, so that's a good strategy right now. They're finally working as a team. Cabin Boy this time, straight jumping through, lob H-grenade by Scorch, and now they're both rushing through towards the patio courtyard, under attack from behind by one leg once again, but Scorch this time manages to slow him down just a little bit, but then doesn't manage to kill him though. One leg takes him out, no, not even hitting the legs, so one leg is still running, doesn't need a bandage, so he's still running freely. There you go, that was the word I was looking for. But the flag is still taken as he's being carried by Cabin Boy. It's being carried by Cabin Boy. Cabin Boy is at the patio corridor here, trying to run into the narrow side hallway. Nobody spotted. Hearing gunshots behind him, he's stressing out. He's looking all around. Nobody spotted right now. He's now into the fountain courtyard. No more stamina left. Wasn't able to do that little jump there from that little ramp onto the narrow side hallway. And now Cabin Boy re-grabbing his breath. As I should do that myself. And then there you go, comes into the flag area and caps it. And sorry, I was waiting in RC at the same time. Cool is wondering where Urban Terror is downloaded from. www.urbanterror.net, ladies and gents. That's where you get it at. It's probably in the file section, of course. And with that, make sure you guys got Quake 3, like I said. It's not like a free game like Enemy Territory, but it's still worth a shot. Now, back with the action here. The blue flag is taken this time. Finally, we haven't seen that in a while. But there you go. Captain Crunch grabs the red flag as well. Captain Crunch is going to escape towards the alley timbers. Going to get some escort by Jack Sparrow. As well as Cabin Boy trying to look into the spawn here. Trying to pick off whoever's going to spawn out. Does so. Taking down Gravy Furry. Out comes Prey and another teammate of his, One Leg, sorry, Sandwich, taken down. Now both flags are still taken. This time the flag is taken by Captain Jack Sparrow, as Cabin Boy was taken down. Now Mianaman has dropped the flag. Looks like he was taken down from the old alley. And now the flag is returned. It is going to be capped very soon. Right now, there you go. The score is now 7-0 with 6 minutes and 45 seconds remaining. Now, what are you thinking, ladies and gents? You think Overboard has it? You think? I think so too. But that doesn't really matter. The lowest scorer for Team Overboard right now has 100 points. 100. With only 9 deaths. 9 deaths. 9 deaths. Pardon me, my Canadian Frasian accent here. But let's roll down the scores right now. We have Scourge in the lead with 124 points. Followed by Captain Crunch with 117. Tightly followed by One Eye with 116, Skybrush, Cabin Boy, and Jack Sparrow, respectively 109, 108, and 101. And the highest score for Forbidden Ninjas only has 42. 42 points. That means that FN is being P-owned and bang bust right now. Past Bottle has been right. He said, we're not going to let FN try to ridiculize once again as Overboard, because we have been ridiculized or bragged about a lot since we lost against FN into the preseason with 2.6A, while we all used HK69s because we don't really care. It's preseason. It doesn't really count in the record. But FN, like you know, they like to beat, even though they beat big clans, no matter what gun they use, if they win, they win, they're proud of it, because beating a skill clan, no matter what gun they use, you're still actually pretty proud. Unless you're playing Counter-Strike and they're all using Glocks, of course. But HK69s could still blow up, make a big area or radius of damage. And with that, I'm gonna head back with the action. Now, gonna follow One Leg into the narrow side of hallway. He's gonna try to make his way through, spotted by Chink Eye. One Eyed, sorry about that. He's gonna fall back, spots the enemy into the main entrance here, takes down Scorch with the LR-300, trying to run around here. Is gonna get medic by Static X as well, as he's gonna medic his own teammate. Now he's gonna try to rush out, spamming the LR-300. Oh my god, One Eyed with the LR-300, taking down One Link and Static X. with two helmet shots. My God, we heard that tink. And now 4 minutes and 25 seconds remaining into this game. It is going to be Overboard's game. So, I'm going to give you guys the Clan Bang coupon code. And then we're going to head back with the remaining minutes of Urban Terror. Now, like I said, you guys head on to www.clanbang.com. Go into hosting, the hosting section, and just put in your commentary this Clan Bang coupon code courtesy of the Team Sportscast Network. Pound TSN on rc.enterthegame.com and rc.gamesnet.net. This is going to give you guys the opportunity to get 20% off the main retail price that ClanBank usually offers for their server hostings. So there you go, ladies and gents. Grab your pen and paper or pencils or whatever you want. If you have a knife and cut your finger and write it in blood, doesn't really matter. The code is CB51B6. I repeat, CB51B6. Now make sure, guys, that you use this ClanBank coupon code during the week, because the ClanBank coupon code changes every week. So that means that you guys have to tune in at least once a week into the Teen Sportscast Network to find out the next ClanBank coupon code if yours has expired and you haven't used it on time. Now back with the action here with Van Silly for TSN. Gonna follow one leg here onto the side with his teammate Prey and two more as they're heading out down towards the patio courtyard. Oh my God, very nice lob, Ichiganate, as he takes down Captain Crunch with it. And now he's going to rush through the main entrance into the Fountain Courtyard. 2 minutes and 45 seconds remaining. Hit Scourge in the right foot. Going to switch to DE. Hit Scourge into the chest with the Desert Eagle. And now he's going to be under attack by Captain Jack Sparrow as well as Guybrush. Quickly taken down. Graded Fury as well. Pistol Whip by Cabin Boy down into the alley timbers. Going to try to follow the action into the main square alley. As my God, they're being picked up one by one. FN not being able to do anything right now. Oh my God, we saw a kick boot here. Captain Jack Sparrow kicking one leg and then finishing him off with the LR300. Grabs the flag, trying to escape from behind. Takes down Prey, but at the same time, Captain Crunch lobbed a nature grenade to take down his own teammate. But that doesn't matter. He was right next to the flag. He's going to grab it and try to run away here. One Eye then taken out by one leg. One Eye, one leg. What is this? We're going to head off with one boom next round. Anyways, the flag is still taken. It is being carried probably by Cabin Boy, if I'm not mistaken, as he's probably making his way towards the gated area. Let's gonna try to see what's going to happen here. Yes, it is. Oh, wait, it's Guybrush with the flag. He was right next to the flag, returns it, caps it. The score is now 9-0, 1.5 minutes remaining into this game. My God, ladies and gentlemen, has this been intense. The last minutes of this cast, I apologize, I've been gibberishing my words, couldn't even find them. I'm exhausted by all this action that's happening right now in UT Casa. Capture flag, stronger than all league. You guys can check it out, http://quake3ut.stronger-all.org. Sorry, it's stronger-d.org, my bad on that. So you guys could check that out. It is the Quake 2 UT Reserve Section Area for Urban Terror. And now the flag is taken by One Eye down at the red stand, but quickly on the defense, One Leg doing a very good job right now. He's now leading the pack, went over Static X, and with 42 points, he returned the flag, but now 40 seconds remaining into the round. This is going to mean a cleanup into the second half. Overboard will win this 9-0 into the second half, which will probably give an overall score of, let me count with my fingers here because I'm not in school. No, actually, I'm pretty good in math. 13-2 is the overall score. I just wanted to count with my fingers because I'm too lazy, ladies and gents. It's 11:15 at night. Everybody's exhausted from a Sunday night. They have to get ready for work. And now, 5 seconds remaining. Both flags taken, but too late for Forbidden Ninjas. And that is it. Good games will be exchanged right about now. There you go. 9-0. Second half overall score 13-2. And with that, I'm going to head back to one quick sounder. And then we are going to close this down, ladies and gentlemen. This is Van Silly for the Team Sportscast Network. Pound TSN on irc.enterthegame.com and irc.gamesnet.net.
Team Sportscast Network.
www.tsncentral.com.
All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the Urban Terror action for tonight.
When the night
now
has come.
If you guys want to know what else has happened, because Stronger Than All, it's a league. It happens once a week. For Catch the Flag, it's Sunday. For Team Survivor, it's Tuesday. But all the clans that are registered play the same day at the same time. Eastern time, it's usually around 9 p.m. Eastern. Regularly played at that time. And Pacific time, it's 10 p.m. Eastern. And with that, ladies and gents, if you want to see if you are part of the Urban Terror community and want to see what your favorite team has scored or if they won or not, check out that site I told you guys, http://quake3ut.stronger-league.org. Sorry about that. I can't stop gassing in my chest. And with that, check out the schedule, check out the results. It's probably usually up by the next day because everybody has to re-enter the scores, and then we're going to have the webmaster who's going to bring out the scores. And right now, I don't really can't give you guys an update to see who won or not because I just came back from a game at the same time as you guys. So make sure you guys check it out. Check out that site tomorrow. And also, make sure you guys check out www.tsncentral.com to see the upcoming matches that we have for you. Tomorrow, we have some Counter-Strike action. That's right, Cal is back. It is Cal Monday Night Invite. So far, we have Green Berets versus Team 3D, one of the big teams that have played in the CPL. It is going to be casted by Violator. Violator is probably going to have a dual caster with him. Dual casting is always fun. And hopefully, once I get my second sound card... Oh, sorry, I gave away a secret. Make sure you guys wrote that down because I'm not going to say it ever again. Make sure. So, once I get that set up, going to have a co-caster with me, and that's going to be... one blast, one hell of a blast. And with that, that's all what's happening right now, tomorrow, on the Team Sportscast Network. But you guys can always check it out tomorrow because we always have last minute added matches or clans that want their match to be casted at the last minute. And if we have a slot, if Bud is there to give us permission, we're there to cast it. So make sure you guys add all in the channels, pound TSN on GamesNet and enter the game. Check out the site for upcoming matches. And with that, that's all I have to say. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. Thank you for supporting me after I've been back after a month of inactivity of shoutcasting. This was Van Silly for the Team Sportscast Network, signing off, wishing you all a good night, a good week, because we're only Sunday. The week has started. Everybody's going to be working and schooling. And besides that, have fun gaming, have fun fragging, and I'll probably see you guys Tuesday for STATS, if not next Sunday, or if not for Clan Base. But until then... have a good life.
and you're right.
Do I have the negativity? Cause I can't justify the way everyone is looking at me.
Nothing to lose,
nothing to gain. I'm a when alone, and the fault is my own, and the fault is my own.
I wanna hear.